Ik word gelijk wel een tijd. Dus krijg. I was actually thinking to go on planning to go on to entirely new things, but if, with your indulgence, I want to dwell one more time in a very practical halacha l'maisa situation that comes up again and again, and it comes right up out of the sugya of Mahabakhara that we talked about recently before we got into the Pesach Ebekuvia. We spent a few weeks on Anim HaBekharara. And the shaila that comes up is about hiring away someone else's employee that you see is a really good worker, and therefore you want to offer them a job with whatever incentive, attraction, raise a salary, better benefits, situations, time, hours, location, whatever the attraction is, hiring away someone else's employee. Could be a teacher in school, could be a cleaning lady, it could be an office manager, it could be almost any application. And you see someone else that's working really good over there by your friend, you say, I want to talk to you, and take them out to lunch and offer them, you know, a better position. And the other person says, Shteitz, you know, I depend on this person, take him right under me. What is the halacha in that kind of case?
It happens with Rabbanim all the time.
It's specifically about Rabbanim. Is a lengthy tshuva that's on the bottom of the first page. I just give the reference over there. Over there he brings on all the other information about it and it explains why that's an occupational hazard. You know, by and large, Baltimore, that's not the way. Except if you go on sabbatical, you never come back. That's why the shul hasn't given me a sabbatical in 20 plus years. maybe it's about time. Okay. This comes up again and again, I can tell you. I have to deal with it, not just in Bezin, but in between people. And it has a halakhic background, and it has a moral, ethical, if nimri shodin, erlichkeit background that we have to address on both levels. So, we're going to start a little bit out of order. This is basic information that's already familiar conceptually. So we're going to start from Shulchan Aruch, then see the background, and then see the reasons for that, and then try to figure out where it applies, where it doesn't apply. So again, the issue is about hiring away someone else's employee, hired help, in whether it be in a school, a cleaning lady, a babysitter, a teacher, an office manager, or any other kind of skilled or unskilled laborer. That you might see that the other person has a real good helping hand, carpenter, contractor, subcontractor, etc., etc. And you want to hire that person and offer them a job to come over to your place instead of that place.
Does it make a difference who goes to who?
It would make a difference who would go to who. Let me just back up before we even talk about Anim HaBekharara. Let's talk about a little bit about Skiras Pelim. This is in Simon Shin Lamed Gimel, I believe. It isn't directly part of our unit that we're learning right now. But just in Hilchos Skiras Pelim, the din is that if you give your word, let's talk about from the either side, for the employer or employee. The employee says to the Baal HaBos that I'll work for you until the work has actually begun, until I start the first day of or first minute of working there. I could always back out of it. It's only a tarumis or a mechusar amana issue, which is one issue we learned early in our whole series. If it's a situation of a davra aved that you already counted on me, and it's a point that you can no longer find a replacement, like a teacher that agreed to teach whatever grade it was in May, and then on August 20th, they call, oh, I got another position somewhere else. On August 20th, the principal's not going to find another quality teacher replacement. That's a davar aved. The Mishnah's case is that I already put the material into soap that has to be processed right now within a short period of time, and you're not going to be there to process it. It's all going to go to waste. That's a davar aved. So I'm not allowed to, that's a dina nezikin, dina degarmi. But when it's not a davar aved, when it's that you could get someone else to vote that at this point, I gave you my word, I back out of my word, that's a question of mechus ramana. It's a lack of erlichkeit, but it's not enforceable. If a worker starts working, and he wants to quit at any point, so the din is that a payel is chayzer b'afidu b'chatzi ayayim. Again, when it's not a davar aved, but I'm not going to cause you a loss, it's something, either I give you enough notice to replace, or there are plenty of replacements, or otherwise it's not going to be a loss to you. So then a payel is allowed to be chayzer b'chatzi ayayim. He's allowed to quit at any point, because he's not an indentured slave. The Torah says, avadai heim b'nei Yisrael, or avadim t'kodesh baruch hu, below avadim le'avadim. We shouldn't be slaves, and the whole parsha of being an Eved Ivri is a very limited, restricted, and b'di'evedik situation. A person's a ganav, or he's an aniyah, in certain cases, can be a kresa atzmai, and it's only b'zman shayyav o'nayig. We don't have that nowadays. With derech klal, a person's not allowed to be an Eved, and therefore, when you hire me to be a job, I always have the right to back out and to quit at any point and go somewhere else. Especially if I want to retire and not work at all. If I want to work somewhere else, and therefore I still want to continue being an Eved, being a worker for someone, then folks can limit much more about when a person is allowed to quit. And one other point, that is only as far as the poil goes, the sacher, the worker. But the balabai is not allowed to fire him unless there's due cause, unless he's not doing his job reliably. For the term of the employment, and that has to be defined. Did I hire you for a day, for a week, for a year, for a school year, for a open-ended, indefinite, forever? What is the term of work? But let's say if they have to do with until we finish this year's work, or until we finish the audit on the accounting that I need to do, or until we finish whatever project that right now is in front of us. So during the course of that period, the balabais cannot fire the hired worker, and the worker is allowed to be chayzer at any point, provided he's not making a davar aved situation. This is if you didn't make a kinyan, you made a specific kinyan on it, committing on it, then many poskim hold that even the poel is not allowed to be chayzer by. And then one other point, just there, this is all by a poel and not by a kablan. A poel is a person that works by the hour or whatever way they have their salary agreement, but it's by the time unit, by the day, by the week, by the hour, by the year, rather than by the project. But a kablan is like when I hire someone to do a repair, to do some construction. So he gives me a quote on this job. This job is going to cost X. And we talk about the time frame it should be done within, but I'm not hiring whether it's going to take him half that amount of time or twice the amount of time. That's the price for this job. And then he's being paid for the job. Then that's not an Eved. He could do that day, he could do that night, he could do it at his leisure, his convenience, as long as he gets the job done. That's not an Eved. I'm not bossing him around. So a kabbalah can't be chayzer by. A guy works by contract, by job, just to be able to get this program up and running, or get whatever the project is, as opposed to a sacher that works by the wage of an hour or a salary scale, then he's not allowed to be chaser. He's allowed to be chaser. I'm sorry. Okay, those are just some basic backgrounds as far as skiras pilot and submission of shalom gimel. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simur Reish Lamed Zayin, which was the Simur we were learning about Oni Mahavi Karara. In the end of the siman, which is printed over here on the top of the first page, that usur l'malamed, the case that the Shulchan Aruch is dealing over here, is a malamed that is hired privately, without Rabbi Shulman Gamos Takana, without having community schools. So those that could afford it would hire a private malamed to come over their house and give tutoring, private lessons to their children, to their sons, particularly in terms of their religious learning, their Torah studies. So they would get a Mishnayos Rebbe, a Chumash Rebbe, a Gemara Rebbe that they would hire, and they would come by them. Sometimes they would have a group of parents together, and they would hire for their whole group of kids. That would be the matter of the situations. So, Asa Malame Lahaskar Asa Labalabayas. Sheesh Lemu Malamed Acher Babesai. So, if there's already a Malamed teaching for a particular family that the father hired him to teach to his son, if it's on an individual basis, or a class, if it's a contemporary school situation. So he's a second grade teacher, and he was hired now to do that job. And he's doing a good job. There's not a question over here of any kind of cause for firing, for any kind of complaints. Then it's also for another Malami to come along to that father or to that Menahel and say, I'm a very experienced and very talented second grade teacher, and I can show you the sheets, and I can show you my reviews, and I show you my recommendations. Why am I coming over here? The truth is, I was the most popular teacher in Los Angeles, but for medical reasons, I had to now move here to Baltimore because of Hopkins, and therefore, I have someone in my family, whatever, and therefore, I'm right now available. And if you have a second grade teacher position for me, I'm available. And it comes with all these great recommendations. And soon the other Rebbe is looking at the end of the year. You hire the Rebbe for year by year, if that's the way it's done. If it's done indefinitely, then you can't hire him. But it was done by a year by year kind of basis, which might be especially in the first couple of years of his tenure. Or over here, if it's not in a school situation, it's in a private house situation. So then you're not allowed to go and take that job away and offer yourself to replace him. Why? Because this is a situation. How so? Because the first Malami that's there already is looking for this position, which is the sought-after position. Right now it's the local second grade or this balabas that's going to afford having a private Rebbe. That's the situation. And the Malamed Rishain already has that situation. He's already, not only for this year, but he's already looking on to it for next year as well. So he's Mahapi B'Charara. And now the Malamed Shani is going to come along and say, finish off the school year, but take me instead for next year. He's going to want to take away that opportunity that the first one already is certainly showing active interest in pursuing to have that for the next year as well. So therefore, the first Malame tells the second one, instead of coming over here, go somewhere else. Like an Onim Abba Kharara tells the other guy, go find yourself another Kharara somewhere else. So that's why the ratio of the Shulchan Aruch says that the Malame is not allowed to come and usurp and take away, offer himself, and thereby maybe negotiate better terms or whatever his new attraction is, to take away the job for the first one. Unless independently, not because of my prompting him, but he's already now searching and looking for another second grade Rebbe or private Rebbe for his son, because it's not working out so well. So that's his prerogative, the father of this child, to look for the right Rebbe for his son and say, Rebbe 1, you did a great job for a year or two, but right now my son has already graduated from what you could offer him. He's gotten from you whatever, and this is no longer, the relationship is no longer so positive. I'm right now in the business of looking for someone else. Once you're looking for someone else, then someone could go and make an application. So it's the prerogative of the father or the Menahel, if he had a reason to go look for someone else. But other than that, the new Malamed can't come along and try to unseat the old Malamed.
Now, someone is the highest paid yeshiva administrator in the United States, but I'm the best. So I'm going to try to take his job. He's making some six-figure salary. We will classify him as an ani. He's making $150,000, $200,000 a year.
As long as he has his job, he is. Yeah. Right. Put him out on the street, he's not.
So he becomes the ani once I take the
job. Right. Ani Mahava Kararas right now, this is his job. I'm going to take away from him. He's back to being ani again. Now, the second part of the Shulchan Aruch is really what we have to focus on. The end of that same sif says, when you switch it though, not that a second Malamed wants to take away the job from the first Malamed, but there's a hotly sought after Malamed that's real popular, and I see him teaching in your house to your kid and say, wow, what a good Malamed, he's doing so well, I want to hire him away now for my son. I will imsachar balabais Malamed ach echad. If Balabais A hired a Malamed, Yocho Balabayas B, Balabayas Acher, to come along with this gross and Malamed Atzmai. Then he's allowed to go and offer Malamed A, come over here to Balabayas B, and I'll give you a better situation. I'm allowed to hire out from under you. Now, this, we're going to have to examine this, is that we're talking about Malamed by Lumuri Kodesh, Lumuri Chol. Is it talking only by Devar Mitzvah and Kedusha, or is it talking by any kind of a babysitter, or programmer, or office manager, or secular kind of business applications as well? What is the scope of this halacha over here is a very critical question. Yochel Balabayas Acher Liskor Osai Malamed Atzmo. He's allowed to come and take him away from the first one. What's the tzedek in that? What's the reasoning for that? So it comes from the Tosfos in Kedushin that we've referenced beforehand. We didn't really focus at that point at the end of the Tosfos where Tosfos gets to this. And for brevity's sake, I'll say that it's built on the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam that we've already discussed at length about the Machlokes about the other Mahapa Karara. Rashi Shita, which Tosfos over here brings down, Pirish Rukunish to Maya Bakaro Shal Hefker, without going through the whole Shakotarya. That Rashi holds that it goes across the board whether it's something that can easily be found by the second guy or not. Doesn't matter. The first guy already has it. He doesn't actually have an acquisition, halakhically, of it. But since he's already has it in his hand to get it, if he wants it, and he's already, you know, pursuing it, considering it, examining it, then it's as though he already has it. And on a drabonadika level, we'll view it as though it's already his. And Rashi used the expression, and therefore it's a yoru l'chayav, it's like taking away my parnasa, it's like something I already have in my bag, and you can't take it away. That's Shita's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam argues because of various riots, we talked about another time. And Rabbeinu Tam says, no, we don't consider it to be his already, and it's not going to be by all cases. It's only when there's a moral imperative to leave it alone and not to interfere, is when we say the second guy is also to take it. If he does it, he's a Rasha. That moral imperative is when the second guy could also find such a situation, such a item or situation elsewhere. I looked around to find a Harora over here. A Harora, some scraps left over from some kind of chasna. Go to another chasna hall, get some other scraps, right? You know, yes, it's a tircha, but just like I found this one over here, you could find somewhere else. So when it's something that the second guy could get as well as the first, then the first one has every right to say to the second one that why are you dafka going? He's called Rasha Kilama Machazar Al Zosha Toro Pachabero. What's that if you're going after Punk, the one that the first guy got already? Yeah, just go somewhere else and get the same thing for yourself. And that seems to be a moral imperative, which Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam doesn't really explain what it is. And we suggest that it's either a matter of like a meter stone, that I already put in this effort over here, so if I lose that, that's a loss. And for you, putting effort over here, putting effort over there is pretty much equal, so it's like a zenezet lo chaser. Or maybe it's like a dinner de bar mitzvah, which is that if there's a property for sale next door to mine, adjacent to my existing property, and I want to buy it and someone else from the market wants to buy it, I say, listen, for you, a property is a property. Every property has pluses and minuses, but it's another property on the list of all the other listings. For me, there's only one place in the whole world that's adjacent to mine. That's this, and I'll double my utility, what I could build, what I could plant, what I could do over here. And therefore, Basisa Tova Yashiva Tov says it's only right to let the bar mitzvah have it and the other person go find someone else. So likewise, this ani that's already involved in over here becomes like the bar mitzvah equivalent, the one that's rightfully already involved. And the other one goes somewhere else. It's a wrong thing. It's not Yashiva Tov, it's not Erlich. In Yiddish, is what the Torah says, Yashiva Tov, in Lashon HaTorah. It's not Erlich. Go somewhere else. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Taina. So at the end of that Tosfos, where the underlying start of that paragraph of Tosfos is where Tosfos says this halacha. Omikan near the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, one of the Bali Tosfos, she'asa l'malamid l'haskir atzmo l'balabai she'yesh l'malamid achar b'beisai, calls man she'malamid b'beisai, so during the term of employment, let's say during the school year, it's us now to try to usurp that and take that away from the existing Malamed. Shemachar Shu Sakhar Sham, because since the first one's already there in position, Go find yourself another position elsewhere. I'm already here. That's like only that's already been mahabig this one. Unless the balabais independently, not because I'm trying to tempt him away, and by comparison, look, make the other guy look bad. Look, I could do this. Especially, he's a very older person. He's already been here for 25 years. I'm a new crackerjack young person, energetic, and all of the new tricks I have, and the high tech, and the multimedia, and all kind of the projection, all the fine things I could do. So that's I'm trying to shed negative light that I can't do. But if he independently wants, that's the manai hal or the parents' choice. Avam sarcha balabayis man lamed echad. But when you have the second part of the Shulchan Aruch comes from the end of the Tosfos. But if you have the balabayis already having balabayis A already having this malamed, then balabayis B is allowed to come along. Yachal balabayis achar liskaros malamed atzmai. Then balabayis B is allowed to go and hire him out from under the first one. Why can't the first one tell the second one go somewhere else? Listen to this Tosfos. The name Olay, because the second balabayis B could tell balabayis A, Ein Ratzoni Ella said, no, I dafka want this malamed specifically. Shrekum Dumuli, it seems to me, Shazay Yilma Ben Ibu Yafem Ben Malamed Acher, he has a skill, I see how he does it. I don't think I'm going to search the high and low. I'm going to find another one like that. It's not like just another bias. I could go buy another bias, another soda, buy another soda, rent another car, get another this or that. I could see his talent. I could see his special, personality and understanding and the way of explaining things. That's what Tosfos says. There's some specific quality over here that you can't match, and therefore you can't tell me to go get something else. The Chayra Tosfos' line of reasoning could apply in a secular application as well. I could see he's mamish, like such a sharp, intuitive and astute and knowledgeable in whatever kind of field it is. Law, accounting, medicine, home repairs, whatever you name it. This guy's wow, he's a really something outstanding. I've never seen with someone like that, and therefore I want to hire him. You can't tell me go get someone else like that. They don't grow in trees with people like this. This is really an all-star. So if I'm able to identify some way, and kimadumali, it seems to be my impression. This is a very strange thing. If I can say something concrete and finite and say there's something specific about this. Kimadumali is much more vague. It seems to me there's something special. And Tosfos is willing to accept that. So the chara, we could stretch that quite far. And in almost any application, I've seen a lot of babysitters, but this one, wow, she makes the kids feel like so happy that they're singing when they come in, singing when they go out. They're just so special. So I could make that kind of argument very commonly, and then I could certainly, it would seem, I could apply this quite broadly, that an employee, the worker, the malamed, that comes to an existing position, get yourself a job somewhere else. But an employee that's being fought about, I have a right to fight about that. And if I could get him and bid him up and offer him something better, because another employee like this, which is a person is unique. But a position is a position. Okay, look at the classified jobs and get yourself another position. Ultimately, what does Malamed want? He wants a job. He wants earnings. That's all it is. Right? So you get another job somewhere else. I'm looking for a Malamed. I'm looking for a person that's a skilled person. Skill you can't just measure in money. Skill is can turn everything around. So that's what Tosfos seems to say. And so what the Sma explains, but what Tosfos is saying is that then I could label that this kind of an employee, this kind of a Malamed, is a Metzia, is something I can't match elsewhere. And Rabbeinu Tam, of course, is of the opinion that which I can't tell the newcomer, go find somewhere else. And this is a commodity. You can't find another one like somewhere else. It's a Metzia. Then there's no dinner on the Mabah Karara. And therefore, this Tosfos is a direct outgrowth of Rabbeinu Tam. Because the Tosfos structure is this Rashi. Rabbeinu Tosfos argues against that. Rabbeinu Tam therefore says. And therefore now, the Ri says these halachis. So this is an outgrowth of Rabbeinu Tam. And the fact that the Mechaber paskens this shows that the Mechaber is passing like Rabbeinu Tam versus Rashi, and saying that in the case of getting a position, get another position. That's the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, is by Schirus, of getting jobs or hiring or renting places. You go find another place or find another position. But by a Malamed, someone that's skilled, you can say that's unique. Kamadum Alisha Yilmud Yafa, that is something special talent about him. Then when something is unique, it's a Metziah, then Rabbeinu Tam versus Rabbeinu Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam is modulat, there's no Isser Adam Habib Karora. That's how the Sma explains this halacha, which seems then to apply it to wherever the rules of Anu Habib Karora apply, which is only not Dafka by Divrei Mitzvah or Divrei Torah, it's by all kinds of business applications, the case that we mentioned, and many, many others.
So the Mechaber that doesn't specify a tenai that the Baal HaBayis can say that it has to say that I want this Malamed, he's better for me.
It's not a tenai that he has to say. That's why he's fighting about it.
Then it applies to any.
That's right. Another employer is always able to hire away your employee. If you have a babysitter, right, you have a cleaning lady, right, you have a gardener, you have a mechanic, you have whatever it is that you have. I can go and take them out from under you and offer them a better situation. They come to me instead of you. Rather ruthless, but that's what the halacha would allow.
And you can make up the reason. I mean, it could be just that
I'm too lazy to go somewhere else.
Your employee left and you need somebody. It doesn't necessarily mean
so
that he's any
if different. It would come in front of a Rav or a Bez, then they could start querying and inquiring and finding out. And the guy that really doesn't have any, can't say, presumably, some reason. Well, you know, if it's a lame excuse, then of course we'll say that this is certainly not right. But Tos is saying that when there could well be grounds for that. So at least when that seems to be what's happening, then halachically speaking, right now we're speaking on a purely halachically mishpat level, then this is permissible. It's certainly not going to be called a rasha. We're going to turn the page in a moment, and we're going to see that there is a moral standard that goes beyond this. That's why I printed the Minchas Yitzchak on the back. But first, I'm doing the what? Yeah. Besides Ramesh, by the way, I saw that recently in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Also says Bal Nevesh Yachmer, like Rashi. The Atzas Yosef that I brought afterwards with one of the Achronim Mefarshim in Kedushin says very similar along the same lines, and it would seem then to apply again across the board by all business situations. The Aruch HaShulchan is one that takes a different approach. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to just ignore the Sma, who's a primary commentary on Shulchan Aruch. He's the first, earliest of all the Mefarshim of the Shulchan Aruch after the Beis Yosef L'Rabba, before the Shach and the Taz and the Sma, the Magen Avraham and everyone else. The Sma is the Prisha, the Drisha, the Talmud of the Ramah. But the Aruch HaShulchan ignores that or doesn't want to accept that. And he says that this is the ain shayach b'zeh b'alabayis b'ayis b'sirchem alamed mahabek ro. You know why it's not this goes into this parasha? She ain zeh dover sheba mamayin el dvar mitzvah. Ve'ain atam yisham dover ha'ashayin ha'motzi. He wants to take a completely different approach. To say about whether it's more motzi for the b'alabayis, more motzi for the malamed, they both could look at each other as being unique and they both could probably find another one also. You're not the only Rebbe in the world and you're not the only position in the world. He doesn't want to go down that line. Those kind of arguments why one is more prevalent or matchable or replaceable or irreplaceable than the other one. But he wants to say that the Malamed that has a job, you can't take that away because the Malamed has a job. A job is a job. That's his income. That's why he supports his family. So get a job somewhere else. That's on him, HaBakar, like any other Mominus. But when a Baal HaBayis is hiring a Malamed for his son, he's not interested in business over here. He's interested in teaching his kid Torah in a successful way, the way that's going to excite him, the way that's going to instruct him, the way that's going to develop him, the way that's going to make a lamdom out of him, whatever it is that I want to right now bring out for my son. So right now I'm looking for a Dvar Mitzvah. By Dvar Mitzvah, then it's a whole different parsha. By Dvar Mitzvah, then there's Odinon Mahabha Karora. So this Aruch HaShulchan gives a totally, totally different perspective to this halacha. First of all, it won't be able to apply by all kinds of dinam moment situations, all the different kinds of employees that we talked about, would not be included in this din anymore. There should be some more sheets over there on the back. Because this is only by Bar Mitzvah, but by non-Divrei Mitzvah, according to Aruch HaShulchan, then a job for an employee or employee, it's all the same thing. We're going to go back to the regular rules of Onim HaBakrara and say, go somewhere else, get another position, go get another, and you can't take away my employee from under me. But it will be applied then by other Divrei Mitzvah, which would be, I don't know, a Baal Tekiya, a Baal Kerei, any kind of a Tashmisha Kedusha, someone that's doing some kind of a mayol, someone that's doing the Divrei Mitzvah. So that's what I'm looking for right now, to do the mitzvahs. So if it's in the context of trying to do the mitzvah best, right, Baal Tefillah, he's Amish Mayor of the Eilam, it's not a question I'm looking for business over here. I'm just looking for someone that's really going to be inspirational, that's going to be able to be effective in that Divrei Mitzvah. So then that's where it's more of a free-for-all.
What about a father teaching his son an onus, which is a mitzvah of Alevin?
Ein zeh dvar shel mamon ela dvar mitzvah. There, the dvar mitzvah is a dvar shel mamon. Right? The mitzvah is teach a profitable skill. Teach a dvar mamon. So I'm doing the shem mitzvah. I'm doing the shem mitzvah because I have a mitzvah to teach my son an umnus. So therefore, if I feel this one's going to be able to teach my son the umnus best, so then maybe there'll be the same argument. Nope, maybe. You can stretch it also, whatever education is necessary for his job, and maybe the English classes go with that as well. I have to figure out how far you're going to stretch it. But that's what we're going to have to start dealing with, is that, but I won't be able to say that about my cleaning lady. Yeah, it's a mitzvah, clean up the cover job is good. But it's a cleaning lady, that's what it is. And now you want to go hop over my cleaning lady, then the Aruch HaShulchan would say there would be no heter for that, while the pashas, the sma, the asmosiyai, save the nasivah, the biskechosh, and the other ones that go along the more conventional approach, is not a matter of dvar mitzvah, would be matter in all those cases. Now, Rabbanis is very interesting. It's a lengthy discussion. In the one that wrote in the Shulchan Aruch, the Pisli Tshuva, largely is a digest that he collects from the Paiskim of the Achrayim, the Tshuva Svarim, the Nadaputas, the Chasam Sefers, all the Gedolei HaPaiskim, and all throughout Arba Chalki Shulchan Aruch. That's largely what the Pisli Tshuva is. He makes his own opinion, his own comments, the Oros, the comments on it, but largely it's a digest. In the back in Chayshe Mishpat, there's something called the Nachlat Tzvi, which is written by the author of the Pesach Yeshuvah. But that's where he expresses himself. He takes up issues and he goes to town at length, really lengthy pieces, on expounding on. So he has one such dissertation on Insum Reish Lan Zion about Anima Bechorara as it applies to Rabbanus. It's a very, very big piece, and dealing with a lot of the poskim on the subject. At the end of the bottom line of it, what he says is that really there's a lot of halachic issues that you could raise. How a kehila could come and offer an existing rav a contract to take him out from under. Now the chayr, we're starting point over here, and the Shulchan Aruch should allow that, because Baal HaBayis B is allowed to hire out the melamed from Baal HaBayis A. So why can't kehila B hire out the rav from under kehila A? But that would only be after the term of his employment. But during the term of his employment, if a really originally took him for a 3-year stint or a 5-year stint or whatever it might be, during that time, he should certainly be duty bound. And on top of that, for him, since he gave his commitment to come here, then it should be a mechus or mana for him to back out. And according to many posts, can be even a shtana sharp, but certainly if it's not. And therefore, the whole thing should be very questionable whether he's allowed to do it. So he wrote this shayla to the Knesset Yecheskel. Knesset Yecheskel was the Talmud of Noda Behuda. And he prints his tshuva in the back. And he says, bottom line, what he says is that it's pashut, that it's a free market for the Rav to move on. And the reason for that, he says, is twofold. Number one, because otherwise, small kehilas will never be able to get a chance of getting a Rav. Because everyone's going to eventually want to be able to move up the ladder to be in a big kehila, where they'll be able to have a big yeshiva, bit of better income, more hashpa, dealing with more people, growing in their whole situation. Everyone has to start out though in a lesser place, and you work your up the ladder. That's the way the umnus works. If you're going to lock people in that where they go is that where they have to stay, then no one's going to want to go to the small places, and the small places won't be served as well as newcomers are going to have trouble getting. It's not going to work, and therefore it has to always be done with an understanding of an openness that you got to keep your rabbi happy. You might lose them.
Also, you're making the rabbi to an eved also.
Okay.
You say he can't move on.
He can be chayzer after his term. Is he lechayr? Is a poyel or a kaplan? Lechayr is a poyel. It's paid by the year. It's not paid for just doing a certain project. Lechayr is a poyel. It's a chayzer way. Number one. Number two is he says because in terms of mechusar mana. We said that there's a difference between a matanam ruva and matanam muetas. Each thing has to be measured in its own scale, but a relatively minor kind of commitment, you expect the person to keep their word and stand behind. A relatively minor, major commitment, then you say, when seeing is believing, when it happens, then we'll know what happens. Until then, you can't be sure. So when I don't give you that reason to rely on it, it's not a Tochelas Muchzevis, I think Rashi's Lashon over there, Bamatzia Mem Test was. It's not that I'm letting you down and disappointing you from something that you reasonably had a right to count on already. A big offer, you wait with bated breath to see what's going to happen. You don't. So he says, anytime you take a new Rav in, then it's always on a tenuous kind of a situation. It's a relationship that has to go, and sometimes it goes and sometimes it doesn't. And if he comes over here into town, he finds that the problems over here are much beyond what he at first was given to understand. And the compensation is much less than he was given to understand. Then he says, I can't live like this. My family can't live like this. There's no chinuch over here. There's this problem. There's that problem. So to ask him to make a blind commitment beforehand, that would be a matana meruba, not a matana muetes. I know that there's no mechusar mana. That's the tshuva of Knesset Yecheskel. It's a lengthy piece in the back of Nachla Tzvi. Welcome to look over there. I wanted to take the last couple of minutes to turn the page. Turn the page is a tshuva I just reprinted straight out of the Sefer of the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak is Diane Weiss, that was first from Gateshead, I think, and afterwards the Rivid or Gaibid in the Eid HaKoreides in Yerushalayim. Nifter about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, I'm not so good, sure. A recognized Gadol Limtzach, he wrote 10 volumes of Tshuvas, amongst other Svarim that he wrote. So Minchas Yitzchak deals mamish with this issue about someone that goes and hires out a sheikhet or a baidik or other such people to go work for somewhere else instead. And the Shaila, when he presents the Shaila, says, although this Shaila right now is important and relevant, but I want to get a psak on it because it's not just about this. It's also about the cleaning ladies. So also about the accountants and every other kind of employee. You have an assistant working over here in Reuven's house. And then Shimon comes along and says, oh, she's so good. I'll offer her more and she'll come and work with me instead. Right? Do we have a right halachically to prevent such a thing happening? And then it adds, Kamuva Narei in the Shaila, who's a Talmud Chacham, adds, She'ein hamadubar b'inyan ha-morali, I'm not asking a question over here on the moral basis of this, She'vavarei ze aval, that I have no question, it's an avla to go and take it out from someone else. Abamashi yesh koyach bez, we want to know whether halachically I can paskin that it's aser, that's a Shaila. So the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak deals with our sugya over here of Malamed in Simrei Shlamet Zayin, going back and forth amongst the Achronim and dealing with the Toz and Kedushin. And his bottom line, and going through the Nachla Tzvi as well, there's more over here that I'm speaking out, but it's all over here in front of you. As bottom line of Api Halacha, that we cannot stop Shimon from hiring the employee, whether it be the Sheikhet or the Meshareses, of the first one. And by the way, with that, you see he's not going with the Aruch Shulchan. He's applying it to non-mitzvah, non-Torah kind of applications as well. But the final paragraph, he says, according to the human element over here, beyond the halacha, Avada, we all understand that on the moral basis, on the Erlichkeit, on the Tov HaYashua, Sisa HaYashua Tov basis, it's an Avla Gedayla, it's certainly a non-Erlich, improper kind of action. Lachter Chatira B'Tachas L'Rishayin, to undermine the first person that already has a setup, already how his situation, his shkita or his household is being run. B'Hilokich as Bola Mipivas, you're taking mouth of food out of a person's mouth, he's eating it, let him keep it. Okay, therefore he says, we certainly understand that it's injustice, that it's a wrong that's being done. The question is whether halachli as a paisek, as a rav, or as a bezdin, could I say, you cannot do that. Right? So there he says, that's taking a stretch l'chayr beyond what the Shulchan Aruch would allow us to. But then he says, then it's telling in minig. Some places they have starkim and hagim on this. In Baltimore, there is a agreement between all the local mostos that no school will ever solicit another employee, another teacher, faculty member from another school. So even though Rabbi Dreyfus is from the best teachers around TA, won't give ever three times the salary and offer to him because he's right now in TI.
I understand Lakewood.
What?
I understand
Lakewood also has such a... You really need it for life because otherwise everyone's going to be at each other's throat. Everyone knows the real popular rabbis and you want to be... So therefore, that's a haskam over here. So when you have a minig like that, he says, find out about the minig. Karv Levada, he says, most probably when you look into it, you'll find Shehem Makpidim Shelo Yasu Avos Gazet, that within whatever industry it might be, among Shechtim, or amongst the balabustas in town, but they're with their cleaning ladies. There is this kind of a unwritten protocol that we understand that you don't do that. You want to use my cleaning lady, you call her up, ask me if I have some extra hours. But just come over here and hire her from London, she's going to call me and say, sorry, lady, I'm not available anymore. It's just not, that's not the way we do business.
If such an agreement is not required by halacha, what about the dina de malchusa? It is absolutely illegal to have such an agreement in this country.
To have an agreement of what?
That one school is prohibited from offering...
That might be true. That might be true. But it's...
What does that mean? They can apply. And I don't agree only applies to soliciting. The
employee... has the prerogative of saying that I don't like my present situation, I'm going to look somewhere else. But each school is limited not to go and solicit and take away from the other school and try to persuade them. Right. This is when Unmabakura is really matra api halacha, that's what our siman is saying. Right? But Ava Pikain, we could have this voice of the Menuchas Yitzchak voicing, you know, the human moral kind of understanding of it's not right, and we could have therefore a haskama between people, between the schools over here, as he's saying, between balabasas or between sheikhtim, that's not the way we do it. So it's a non-solicitation restriction. It's not that I can't hire them, and it's not that they can't certainly apply. If they want, they could say they're dissatisfied in the first place, they're looking for else, that they could quit and they could go elsewhere. Then, he says, if we establish that it's a minig, then a minig is sometimes enforceable in halacha, which beyond what this scope right now, but if you farish a minig shelo lahaniach avla kazeb, mele yesh gam kayev a bezin lipso kain, the bezin even come in over here and enforce that, which is not be the minig, because minig is ikar halacha, and therefore it's able to be enforced as well. And karav levada, there's a minig on this. But to stand back and just ask, what's the erlicha thing to do? It's not the erlichal thing to take away someone else's person. He has them, they have a relationship, they've developed it, he works well together. You go find yourself someone else, and emerging you'll be on Sleo too. But to take away someone else's hatzlacha is a avla gedayla, a chaita machteres, and chen lege yase. It has many applications. These are the yesodos, and emerge shem. It should never come up, but I can tell you for me it does come up. And this is where we have to turn to when we get these kind of trials. Okay. Yes, thank everyone for coming.
Is this why even when you can offer the